Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Monday, June 17th. I hope you're well. Coming up,
to hit at the peak demand, there's not much point going in strike in winter.
Ballot due from Aer Lingus pilots and Taoiseach in Brussels to discuss the European elections. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, voting is due to end later in a paper ballot by pilots at Aer Lingus on whether to strike. The result of the vote by members of the Irish Airline Pilots Association is expected later this morning. Cliona O'Dwyer has more.
IALPA is expecting the outcome of the ballot to be the same as an electronic vote earlier in the week. They voted overwhelmingly in that vote in favour of taking action, but Aer Lingus raised questions about the validity of the electronic ballot. Talks between management and pilots broke up on Thursday in the long-running dispute over pay without reaching agreement on averting a strike. The company has asked the airline pilots union to give 15 days' notice of any planned strike action, so air passengers face an anxious wait to find out how their summer travel plans will be affected, and the result of the paper vote should be known today.
The Taoiseach is due to discuss the outcome of the elections for the European Parliament in Brussels today. Simon Harris is at an informal European Council meeting to talk about its implications for appointments to the key EU institutions. He says it's incumbent on leaders of the member states to nominate the right team to lead the institutions for the next 5 years. Taoiseach Simon Harris was asked if Ursula von der Leyen should be backed again for another term as European Commission President.
As of now, there are no names on the table. There is a process that needs to go through. I would hope a consensus will emerge, and I would hope it would emerge quite quickly, because I don't think now is the time for instability or a vacuum in terms of leadership at a European level. We've just talked about Ukraine. We could talk about the Middle East. We could talk about the cost of living crisis and inflation. There is a need for clarity around European leadership.
80 countries, including Ireland, have called for any peace deal between Moscow and Kyiv to be based on the territorial integrity of Ukraine. The joint statement is the result of a two-day peace conference in Switzerland, at which Taoiseach Simon Harris was in attendance. India, Saudi Arabia and Mexico were among the countries who didn't sign the final document. Former Ukrainian ambassador to Austria, Alexander Sherba, says the talks show how much support that Ukraine has.
So many countries coming to stand shoulder to shoulder with President Zelensky, calling a spade. It was a very strong signal, in my opinion at least, that the majority of nations of the world doesn't buy this new reality.
The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has criticised plans by his country's military to hold daily tactical pauses in fighting in Gaza. The Israeli military says the pause will allow increased quantities of humanitarian aid into the territory. The IDF says the daylight pause in fighting will begin in the Rafah area at 8 a.m. local time and will remain in effect until 7 p.m. James Elder is from the children's charity UNICEF.
It's increasingly a chaotic and it's always been a dangerous place. So it's not just about getting aid in. It's also that responsibility on the occupying power, Israel, to make sure we can get it to those people who desperately need it. And they do desperately need it.
Online news is becoming more popular than television news here. That's the finding of a new report by Commission Naman, which also revealed over a quarter of 18 to 24-year-olds are paying for their news. It's the first time online news has become more popular with consumers. Ronan O'Donnell from Commission Naman says the annual digital news report shows a clear shift in patterns.
It shows a shift in behaviour for people consuming the news. It's a gradual growth of people who access their news online. It's a natural development. I think it's the way society is going, the way news consumption is going.
Food-related ill health is now the biggest cause of illness and death in the developed world, according to data from Safe Food. The first part of a five-year public health plan aimed at healthy eating is being launched later today. Safe Food says that one in five children here are either overweight or obese. Dr. Aileen McGloin, its head of nutrition, says the food we're eating has changed in recent decades.
In the past 30 or 40 years, our rates of overweight and obesity have tripled. There hasn't been a change to our genetic makeup. You know, our biology hasn't changed, our appetites haven't changed. But what has changed dramatically is the kind of food environment in which we live.
Nigel Farage will unveil Reform UK's manifesto for the British general election later, which the party is calling a contract with voters. He says the location was chosen, in his words, because it shows what happens to a country when Labour is in charge. It follows a recent YouGov poll which shows that his party is overtaking the Conservatives for the first time. Former Tory Defence Secretary Liam Fox explains why their voters shouldn't switch to Reform UK.
The price for what they think is a protest vote would be a Labour government that would do the very things, for example, in the referendum, that they voted against. It is completely illogical.
In entertainment news, Daniel Radcliffe has won his first Tony Award in a ceremony dominated by first-time winners. The Harry Potter star won Best Actor in a featured role in a musical for Merrily We Roll Along, which is currently on Broadway. Other winners included Succession's Jeremy Strong, who won Best Actor in a play for An Enemy of the People. And in sport, in golf, Rory McIlroy waits for a fifth major championship title as the Hollywood native bogeyed three of the final four holes to lose out to Bryson DeChambeau at the US Open at Pinehurst last night. The American finished on 6 under par, with McIlroy 5 under after missing two short putts late into his final round. Shane Lowry ended the week on 4 over with Tom McKibben 8 over. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.